It's Thursday, July 20th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Is AI worth doubling the cost of Microsoft 365? A question amidst Microsoft's AI-driven releases. And an inside job. An IT employee tries to redirect ransomware payments and gets jail time. This is the Business of Tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A new research paper from Stanford University purports that the models running ChatGPT have definitely changed over the last few months. It seems like GPT-4, the newest, more advanced model, has gotten less accurate and reliable, while GPT-3.5, the intermediary model released right before it, has improved regarding specific tasks. It seems the product is morphing. And I'll note an analysis I dug into from AI Snake Oil that cites less a degradation and instead a shift, and that this, in fact, is the nature of changing AI models. Their statement, this is the challenge of building products on changing models. Microsoft Inspire was this week, and there's lots of news about their AI efforts. CEO Satya Nadella called next-generation AI a partner ecosystem opportunity that could span $4 to $6.5 trillion. Microsoft 365 Copilot, the company's generative AI-fueled productivity tool, will be priced at $30 per user per month. No release date yet. Microsoft also announced its Bing Chat Enterprise service, an AI-powered organizational chat with security features, which rolled out under preview mode Tuesday. The new solution will be included for free in certain business and enterprise-grade Microsoft 365 bundles. The differentiator? Higher levels of data protection and privacy. Chat data isn't saved and is not used to train new models. Copilot is coming to Teams phone and chat, adding real-time call summarization and pulling out key points from chat threads. Microsoft is also adding Meta's family of Llama 2 open-source foundation models to Azure, available now. This announcement, done concurrently with Meta announcing the model itself, is commercially available. The latest version of Meta's AI was created with 40% more data than the one the company released a few months ago and is believed to be considerably more powerful. And Meta is providing a detailed roadmap that shows how developers can work with the vast amount of data it has collected. Last week, Meta announced CM3 Leon, or Chameleon, a new text-to-image generation model. Researchers at SlashNext revealed the existence of WormGPT, a tool promoted on hacker forums, which aims to be a black hat alternative to ChatGPT. Quote, one that lets you do all sorts of illegal stuff and easily sell it online in the future. And Apple has created its own Apple GPT internally, but is still figuring out what to do with it. That is from reporting in Bloomberg. Amidst all of this, a majority of executives in a survey by Hitachi Vantara, 76%, feel their current infrastructures, quote, will be unable to scale to meet upcoming demands, aka AI and associated analytic workloads. 60% of those execs are overwhelmed by the amount of data they manage. Why do we care? Microsoft is leaning into AI, obvious and clearly on display with this set of announcements. Now, does it warrant a doubling of the cost of Microsoft 365? I'm not sure, and I would love to hear from listeners on this one. I stand by my earlier assessments that the value providers here is in product and model analysis. I'll add that the dimension of models changing this frequently was not in my initial thinking. There's more reason to consider this an opportunity due to that increased complexity. The models get paired with applications to drive results. Even the criminals have noticed that. Oh, an apple, too. Here's one I hadn't seen before. Ashley Lillies, a former IT employee, has been sentenced to over 3 years for attempting to blackmail his employer during a ransomware attack. To deceive the company, he impersonated the ransomware gang that was extorting them. He tried to redirect the ransomware payments by switching the cyber criminal's cryptocurrency wallet to one under his control. He used access to internal emails to alter the blackmail email and monitor the board's actions. When the company didn't comply, as they were conducting their internal investigations, they found the IT employee's unauthorized access. Why do we care? Not expecting this to be commonplace, but it brings home the concept of zero trust to consider that the call may be coming from inside the house. This fell quickly into the tactics you need to be aware of category, although I would acknowledge that a well-designed process should mitigate this risk. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful, outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, National Fortune Cookie Day. I'm not going to make one up. Instead, I'm going to go find a cookie and find my own. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.